The Oscars of the restaurant industry were announced right here in Chicago. Good morning, Dean.
Yeah, James Beard Award. I think it's like the 17th year, something like that, that the awards have been given out over at the Lyric Opera House. That's where they do it. They have a big red carpet and then a big ceremony. And two restaurant/bars were given awards last night. One was Oriole Restaurant, which is 661 West Walnut. That's in the West Loop, where Chef Noah Sandoval was named best chef in the Great Lakes region, which is Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin. Also, for Outstanding Bar, Kumiko Restaurant, 630 West Lake Street, so kind of Lake and Halsteady, also kind of West Loopish area. Congratulations to both of those. Those are like super, super high class, mm-hmm. You know, fancy schmancy. The average price, I'd never been to Kumiko. I love Japanese food. But I was, you know, trying to take a look at their menu, and they have tasting menus listed, not actual menus. So I think that means that the chef decides what you're going to eat, which is not my favorite thing at a restaurant. Also, it says average price for Kumiko, $180 per person.
Hmm. You know what? When I go to places like that, especially with tasting menus, I always want to stop at White Castle on the way home.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, exactly. You know how many eggplant parmesans at Tofano's I can get for $180 per person? Also, Lem's Barbecue, they were named an American Classic. About five restaurants around the country, you know, that have been open forever and, you know, serve great food. You get that distinction, and Lem's this year was named that here in Chicago. So three restaurants getting a little notoriety last night from the James Beard Association.
Yeah, Lem's. Now, that's my kind of place. They've been around for like 70 years.
Yeah.
Good barbecue. And I'm glad they got some recognition.
Yeah, I like you can't go to these fancy schmancy places and lick your fingers. It's, it's frowned upon.
But you can at Lem's on 75th.
Yep.
Well, I guess we should have led with this story. This is quite a headline. Willie Nelson does not smoke pot.
That is maybe our big story of the century. Willie Nelson makes the disclosure yesterday that he no longer smokes pot. I keep thinking of that Ringo Starr song. No, 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 I don't smoke it no more. Because he's as known for that as he is for making music. But he says that his 92-year-old lungs can't take it anymore. So he has moved on to edibles instead.
Mm-hmm.
And not so coincidentally has a drink line that's called Willie's Remedy, which is infused with THC, which is the compound in cannabis that gets you high. But in this interview, he said that he's changed his ways, but doesn't seem like too far away from the original way.
Is he going to come out with a line of gummies now?
I think he's already got a line of products and things. I know this drink line. I have to do a little more research into this. Go buy some bags of Fritos and do some research into this.
There's a celebrity auction going on now. Tell us about this, Tim.
Yeah, I love these celebrity auctions because I'm always curious who are the people that buy this stuff. But there is a place that is called the Pop Culture Live Auction from the Prop Store in the Los Angeles area, and they are having an auction right now of some famous photographs that include Madonna in her cone bra outfit that she made famous during her 1990 Blonde Ambition tour. There is a photograph of Michael Jackson performing with his brothers in 1972, a set of pictures taken during the making of the Oasis music video for their hit song Wonderwall. copy of the song's handwritten lyrics also available in this auction. And just these handwritten lyrics, they say, could bring in $5,000. So, you know, if you're also interested in pop culture, stuff like that, the bidding will go on through July the 2nd. And again, it is the Prop Store live. Prop Store's Pop Culture Live Auction, if you're going to look for that.
And Dean has some news about R. Kelly just in.
Yeah, this is just now being disclosed that last week, R. Kelly, who is in prison in North Carolina right now, was rushed to the hospital after a near-fatal overdose of drugs while he was in solitary confinement. The reports on TMZ this morning, which generally are pretty reliable, says that he collapsed in his cell after receiving what his lawyer said was a dangerously high dose of blood pressure medication. He was taken to the hospital. He was there for 2 days. Is back in prison now this morning and is remaining under observation. All of this following a story that we had last week that his lawyer said that there was a conspiracy to kill R. Kelly while he was in jail, and they wanted him to be sent to home release with monitoring where he would be safe, because the lawyer said that he did not feel safe in prison, either from the other inmates or also from the prison staff. So I'm sure there's an investigation going on to look what happened with all of this. That's the latest that's just now being disclosed this morning, even though it happened last week.
We are going to be hearing a lot more about that today. And we have the guilty plea now from the doctor in the Matthew Perry case, don't we?
Yeah, this also came. Well, this actually came yesterday, where one of the doctors who was treating Matthew Perry for his depression, a Dr. Salvador Placia, has agreed to 4 counts of distributing ketamine to the former Friends star, 3 additional counts, and 2 counts of falsifying records were dropped as part of this deal, which carries a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison. 3 other defendants, including another doctor, pled guilty last year in exchange for their cooperation in this case. But Matthew Perry, of course, was found dead October 2023. Medical examiner ruled that it was ketamine that was the primary cause of his death, which is an anesthetic that's used to treat depression. So one of the doctors will see what the outcome of that will be, but he has pled guilty to 4 counts.
Let's talk about Zoe Saldana. She seems to be everywhere these days.
Yeah, she's one of the celebrity voices in this new Disney Pixar movie that's going to be coming out on Friday called Elio. It is a very, very charming little story, as Pixar is prone to do, about a loner kid. He gets beamed up to a new galaxy where he is mistaken for being an ambassador for the planet Earth. Zoe Saldana is one of the voices, Kate Mulgrew from Star Trek, Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond among them. And one of the things that Zoe and I talked about when we chatted on a Zoom chat was her own 3 kids. She's the mom to 3 boys. And, if that changes or gets points for her with her kids, now being one of the stars of a Pixar movie.
I just have to think with your kids, I think about like 9, 10 years old, somewhere in that range, if I've read correctly. This has to make you the coolest mom ever to be in a movie like this now for them, right?
My kids, man, that's a tough sell. My kids are spicy right now. And literally, I have one that only wants to watch reruns of Friends. So there is that rolling of the eyes like, oh, great, we're going to watch my mom and something else. But then it's not until their friends are telling them, like, your mom is an Elio? That then they kind of, like, rediscover me.
Really?
So I find it quite beautiful, the fact that they're having these like spunky personalities right now, especially the two 10-year-olds. But deep down, once I get them that big bowl of popcorn and we sit in front of that big screen to watch Elio, it's as if time has never gone by, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's but they keep me on my toes. I never know when I'm cool and I never know when I've expired. It's quite thrilling lately.
So Zoe, since the last time that we've talked, I've started also doing a cooking segment here on WGN. And what I've been doing is asking some of the people that I interview if they have specialty recipes or things that are, you know, that they like to make that are popular in their families that I could try to recreate. Do you have something like that?
I do. I mean, we're such a blended family. My husband is Italian, and we are proudly Dominican Caribbean. And he's learned to make beans like I've learned to make a good red sauce. And I've mastered the Milanesa, which is his father's from Milan, and Marco grew up in Le Garda along with his mom and his dad. And the most essential ingredient to a red sauce that is not with meat is just the basil. Just make sure you have an abundant amount of basil at the house, because the basil really gives it a beautiful, beautiful taste.
I'm going to make a beautiful red sauce in your honor. My basil in my garden, you know, now that the weather is nice in Chicago, it's coming in like crazy. And all you have to do is walk past it to get that aroma that you're talking about,
oh
that smell.
God.
That you're talking about.
And get those heirloom tomatoes and get your basil and that burrata and make yourself the most amazing salad. But the red sauce, I'm telling you, the trick about the red sauce is sugar. You got to put your sugar there. It always kind of like softens the acidity of the tomato sauce.
I have to cook with you one of these days.
I would love that.
Yeah, just not even a pinch of sugar makes it so delicious. And, you know, a nice caprese salad that she's talking about with the heirloom tomato and the burrata and the basil.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful way to start the day.
Perfect for summer. My wife grows basil. It's right next to the marijuana plants.
Rare,
just
man.
Kidding.
Very nice.
Talk to you tomorrow.
That's why Willie Nelson stopped by Bob's house so much.
Thank you, Dean. See ya.